This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention. This is the Dan Lebo.
Gary Parrish.
Brad doesn't really care if Memphis is going to have a super talented roster. He's just a wreck thinking about the cash code.
You could win the unicorn cash. Crazy good players, crazy amounts of cash for you.
You gotta be kidding me.
Settle up.
Yeah!
It's Unicorn Cash every hour, weekdays 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
This is where the money.
From 92.9 FM, ESPN. Listen more.
As long as you gotta make a living, that's where you gotta be.
And more money could be yours.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who've never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, never floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you in hopes of showing you the light. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right. It's time for your 9 o'clock hour Unicorn Cash code. Text GALA, G-A-L-A. G-A-L-A. It's a 72881. 72881 here in the next 57 minutes, and you're automatically for your chance to win. Of course, data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 o'clock when I will give you another Unicorn Cash code. The 9 o'clock cash code for the Jeff Calkins Show is GALA. Text GALA, G-A-L-A, G-A-L-A to 72881. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. It's Unicorn Cash right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage.
bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
everybody, and happy Wednesday. Today on the show, John Martin's going to come rolling in here in just a little bit. Dan Devine is going to join us, talk the NBA. Chris Harrington is going to join us to break down the Grizz workouts today. You know that? Grizz have workouts today.
Little breaking news yesterday from the 2-4 show that we did. Brian Kilbrowski broke that indeed the Grizzlies would be having two workouts today.
So they are having the following players will be working out today. They're closed, by the way. Workouts are closed.
As is tradition.
Well, it actually wasn't tradition. Like, it's not even just the workouts are closed. It's the
everything.
The talking to the players is closed. Like you, the used to first it was you could, and whatever. Like
yeah.
First it was you could see the workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I always thought that was a little crazy. Great, but crazy.
Yeah, like, no, awesome in terms of access.
Yeah, I didn't think it helped the team.
Yeah,
us seeing how good or bad someone was in their workout. I don't think actually helped the team. I totally understand that. And then they did we're going to talk about the players after the workout. So, mm-hmm. You know, whatever. And now they don't do any of it.
Yes.
Here's who's working out. Marlon Hunter Jr. from Jack State. Jack State, of course, near my former hometown of Anniston, Alabama.
Okay, Jacksonville State.
Yeah. Is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just where Jack State is.
The death of Houston Nutt's career at Ole Miss.
Anthony Lawrence from Miami, Skylar Mays from LSU, Matt McQuaid from Michigan State, Juwan Morgan from Indiana, Josh Reeves from Penn State. That's mm-hmm. who will be working out today. Tomorrow, they will also be having workouts,
names to be determined.
Names to be determined. I don't know that we need to break down the games of all those folks with Chris, but Chris is going to join us in there at 10 o'clock, I would say. Wouldn't you say so? That's roughly when he shows up, and he'll have a song, and you may learn something.
Exactly.
And that's good. So a couple things.
Okay.
First, I'm talking to the Arlington Chamber of Commerce today.
Okay.
And some people have asked, like, what do I talk about when I go talk? I talk to a lot of groups, right?
Yes.
Lately.
You're an in-demand public speaker.
I'm not really much in demand, but lately, and this is apropos of nothing. This is relates to nothing.
Okay.
Lately, I have, I sort of think about how did I first become a writer? How did I first become a sports columnist? And so lately, I stumbled upon my seventh grade journal that my seventh grade teacher made me keep for the entire year. And there are two remarkable and what you have here, I don't know why I do this now, but this is some early Calkins writing. This is from 1974.
Okay.
This is from
where it all began.
This is from one of my trips to the hospital because I had leukemia when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
People know that at this point, I think. And so here you go. Here's a little early Calkins. I'm going to get to sports in just a second. Here's a little early Calkins. The hospital is just plain torture to me, and today when I went in was no exception. First, they stabbed my finger to get some blood. They filled some tubes and smeared some slides with it. Then I was weighed, my height was taken, and my temp checked. After all these minor tests came the longest and most painful one. It is called a bone marrow. I lay down on a table, curled up in a ball. They sterilized the spot at the base of the spine and to the side and placed towels around me. Then they jab me with a syringe full of Novocaine, and boy, does it hurt, exclamation point. Next, they give me the real thing. I can feel the needle pierce the skin, and I can feel it. I hope you're not driving here. I can feel it crunching through a bone or two. Finally, the progress halts, and I get a strange and painful sensation that something inside of me is sucking away my blood. Lastly, the needle is yanked out. Now, that's pretty bad, right?
Yeah, especially if your producer's squeamish.
But then it has this, listen to this ending. After enduring this extreme suffering, I am rewarded with a fresh batch of fried clams from Howard Johnson. Somehow it makes the trip all worthwhile. See, even then, I was walking on sunshine. I was looking for the silver lining. I was looking through the silver lining through it all. Mom used to take me. We'd do this, and then we'd stop at Howard Johnson's on the way home. There are no Howard Johnson's anymore. That was a restaurant, kids. It was a restaurant that had an orange roof, and they had fried clam strips. And you would get fried clam strips at Howard Johnson's. And I thought they were delicious. They were like in a Chinese food kind of box, like that kind of box, and tartar sauce.
Did Howard Johnson used to have, like, hotels, too? Or?
Oh, yeah, they had hotels.
Yeah, okay.
And
I was making sure. I was
ice
like,
cream.
They were known
for their ice cream. They had, like, it was sort of a Holiday Inn-ish thing.
Got
a
it.
Little bit. They had inns attached. But then the real pièce de résistance mm-hmm. is, and I don't want to spoil everything for the people of the Arlington Chamber of Commerce who are going to be hearing my talk today. So this is a visual, so it won't work mm-hmm. as well on radio.
Okay.
But my mother raised standard poodles when mm-hmm. I was growing up. And she, about every 2 years, we'd have a new litter of standard poodles. And standard poodles, you chop off the tail, the end of the tail, at about when they're like 8 weeks or so. It's 4 weeks, younger mm-hmm. than that. You dock their tails, it's mm-hmm. called. It's just something that poodles do. This poodle you've seen has had their tail docked, right?
Okay, so, yep, yes.
So anyway, apparently, on May 19th, 1974, which was the last day of this journal,
okay,
we must have had a litter of puppies, and there must have been some tail docking, because I'm holding this up as a visual. What do you see here?
I see inside a plastic bag what appears to be a tail from a dog that is at least 40 years old.
1974. A puppy in 1974.
44 years old.
It's the end. It's a 44-year-old end of a puppy tail.
And I lost whatever appetite I had.
And I put that in my journal. But here's the best part is that this was the last entry.
Uh-huh.
And this is how I've built my career.
Yeah.
It says, this is the tail's end. Bad puns. Even back in 1974, you can build a whole career out of bad puns. Doesn't this reveal a lot? I mean, I know this isn't heavy-duty sports so far this morning, but doesn't it say a lot about
your... We had two playoff games that were by 25 points
doesn't
each.
Doesn't it say a lot about your local radio host? The whole thing. There's the walking on sunshine
right.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having my marrow sucked out.
Yes.
And yet an order of fried clams
mm-hmm.
transports me into happiness
mm-hmm.
and makes it all worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And then
secondly...
And
you hate getting your finger pricked just like I do.
And, oh, God, the finger prick is the worst.
Finger prick's the worst.
Because, you know, it's like sudden, but it hurts like hell.
Yes.
And it's actually, let's be honest, compared to a bone marrow, it actually is not the worst. The bone marrow is the worst. But
one man's opinion.
And then, have you ever had a bone marrow?
Suppose you are correct.
No, I'm telling you. Of the two, and then you've got the bad puns. Anyway, so there you go. Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. If you still have your, I hope you've eaten today.
Ooh, boy.
I hope you aren't squeamish. And there you go. A little early Jeff Calkins. I don't really know. I was just thinking about it. Sometimes I'm doing this talk today, and sometimes I think about what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. It's a lunchtime talk. Maybe I won't say any of that. I probably shouldn't. They will have eaten by the time I start talking. Anyway.
Seems like you're looking for reasons to be able to tell us.
There is some news. Lester Quinones is crystal ball, and we'll talk to John Martin about this in a moment. His crystal ball is 100%. Now, you are a man who dealt deeply into the recruiting world when you were at Ole Miss.
Yes.
Have you ever known a 100% crystal ball? You would think some people would save the make it be a 98% crystal ball or 95% crystal ball.
Correct.
Is the 100% refer to the degree of certainty or of the fact that everybody who is voting this person?
That is, according to 247 Sports, what they are saying is 100% of the people that make predictions are predicting Memphis.
See, so they're not.
Correct.
Let's not confuse this. I think this is a nuance that's
yes.
important. They are not saying that the people who are voting saying it is 100% for Memphis.
Correct.
They could all be saying it is 51% for Memphis.
Correct.
Right? And so it actually doesn't mean that it's 100% for Memphis. It just means there's great certitude that there is that everyone who's voting
correct
with their crystal ball says that it's Memphis.
Exactly.
I'd rather everyone say that it'd be 100% for Memphis.
For sure.
This is going to be happening Friday, and we do expect it to be for Memphis. You never know.
Yeah, in recruiting, you don't. But this one, this is one that when you talk to, because I like to talk to people that are on the other sides of the fences, and they all think it's Memphis. This would be a truly surprising one to me.
You talk to the Indiana people. You like to talk to the Indiana people to see what they think.
Correct.
If they all think it's Memphis.
Correct.
Okay. So, anyway. And listen, no one is more locked in on this recruiting stuff than Jason and John. And they believe and have believed for a long time that it is Memphis. And I trust them on this sort of stuff. So I'm going to go with that. And we'll assume that will happen. But anyway, that's 100%. The other news is Marc Gasol is no longer a laughingstock, I guess. That was brief. He was briefly a laughingstock.
Mm-hmm.
When he had one bad game after having lots of effective games,
mm-hmm.
And he had one very bad game.
Yes.
Where he had one very bad game. His effective games were effective games not because he was scoring 32 points, but because he was doing what he was brought there to do.
Yes.
To facilitate, to defend, et cetera.
Yes.
And sure enough, over the course of most of the course of the series, he had done exactly that. When Philly went up 2-1 and Joel Embiid went off and Mark was bad, all of a sudden he was a clown show. The people crawled out from under their rocks and started clowning him. And and not only that, the good people of Canada started to turn on him.
I know, the good, nice people, the good Canucks.
Gary did a whole segment on... He went to Twitter and typed in Marc Gasol. Try that right now. See what's happening if you put in Marc Gasol. He typed in Marc Gasol, and it was all, they were calling him, like, names, like Thick Batum. He's like Nick Batum, a big mm-hmm. waist, except fatter.
Okay.
Right? Like that. It was just a whole bunch of, generally you think of Canadians as being nice people,
mm-hmm.
but as a whole bunch of Canadians being not really nice people. And so there you go. And so I will say, the opposite of the hot take stuff of yesterday that we were talking about, I said at the time, it's one game.
Yes.
Like this is one game. I think I actually said the opposite of what I've been doing with Golden State, which I said, let's see how this plays out. And listen, he did not put up large numbers last night. That's not the point of Marc Gasol in Toronto. Never has been the point of Marc Gasol in Toronto. Honestly, nobody put up, even Kawhi didn't put up big numbers last night. Pascal Siakam put up better numbers because he seemed to be back a little bit more to himself. And you know who put up big numbers? Toronto.
Yes.
As a team put up big numbers and basically destroying Philadelphia, 125-89. Marc was 11-5. And you're saying, oh, well, Jeff, why are you even talking such nice things about Mark? He was only 11-5. That's ridiculous. And the reason is because what was he brought there to do?
He was brought there to shore up them defensively and give them a presence inside.
Right, and facilitate the offense, right? And
yes.
And then whatever. So they were very effectively offensively. And, one Joel Embiid, who destroyed him in one of the games of the series.
Yes.
When he went 33-10.
Mm-hmm.
I believe last night he was 13-6 with 8 turnovers.
Yes.
Now he has an upper respiratory ailment.
Mm-hmm. The Marc Gasol flu.
I mean, he's got them. He's got an mm-hmm. upper respiratory ailment.
Remember when left-handed hitters used to get the Randy Johnson flu? When Randy Johnson was at his prime, and all of a sudden they would come down with an illness, and all of a sudden they'd be right back
in
there
24
hours
later. I'm not sick. It's just the sickness is moving around. It was mm-hmm. diarrhea early,
yeah, uh-huh.
and now it's a respiratory ailment.
Attacking the whole immune system.
And it's completely attacking the whole immune system. You know what it is? It's the Spanish flu.
That's a good point.
It's the Spanish
good
flu.
Point.
It can attack various aspects of the – but we actually, because you know how I am, mm-hmm. I like the traffic – I'm a numbers guy.
Yes.
I'm more of an analytics
Huge.
Guy. And I like the traffic in numbers. We have some numbers
yes.
on Marc Gasol and his effectiveness against Joel Embiid as defined defensively.
Correct.
What can we tell the people there, Jeffrey?
Over the last two games with Gasol defending Embiid, Embiid has posted up 8 times, according to Second Spectrum. He has no shot attempts on those plays, no points, no assists, and 3 turnovers.
The last two games, he has posted up 8 times. He has no shot attempts. That's a small number.
That is exactly correct.
He has no, what else?
He has no points.
No points, also a small number.
Yes, and he has three turnovers.
And three turnovers, that's a relatively large number on eight post-ups.
Correct.
That speaks, I believe, I don't mean to be speaking out of turn here, and I know some of you people are just
very presumptuous of you here.
Refuse to let go, but that seems good.
Seems very effective in terms
of
a defensive play.
Good to me. Seems really good to me. And listen, I you know, whatever. I'm not saying this is it either. Like, he could have two hideous games, and Joel Embiid, who's a magnificent player, could light him up in the next two games, right? I think what's interesting, though, is that in the end, how is Marc Gasol being judged?
Ooh.
He's being judged by whether they win.
Correct.
Basically.
And
right?
He's effective in, yes.
And, you know, and yeah, it, really, he's being judged. He's being judged by if they win. Like,
sure.
If they win, people are happy with Mark. If they lose, people then become unhappy with the fact that he was unproductive in the losing effort, right?
Yeah.
And so he's being fundamentally judged by W's and L's. And the interesting thing about this is that's exactly how Mark would like to be judged.
Yes.
Mark wants to be
Not
judged.
Not the statue.
By W's and L's. That is exactly what Mark wants. He wants to be judged by W's and L's. They win last night. They win big. He doesn't put up big numbers. Neither does Joel Embiid. And all of a sudden, no one is calling him Thick Batum. That's exactly how Mark would like it. We are going to get to John Martin in a moment. But have you taken care of Mother's Day?
We at least scheduled dinner. That's
no, right? The gift part.
It's a great idea and plan up here.
Working,
we just got to go out and execute it.
No matter what sort of mom you have, whether you have a working mom, and I've said this before, whether you have a stay-at-home mom, which is the same as a working mom, whether you have a stepmom or a grandmom, whether you have a mom-in-law, whether you have a mother of a pet, whether there is a prospective mom, whatever the mom in question is, head over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. There is a startling range of things that can be had there that will make your mom realize how much you love her and appreciate her, the moms in your life. Starting, by the way, with their 24-karat gold trim roses, available in various colors, starting at just $69. Or you could get the pet mom a diamond paw necklace. Well, that's cute. That's $79. You could get the Forever Diamond Necklace. That starts at $79. You want to be a little less, a little more spiffy? You got the stackable bands for mom starting at $199, or the half-carat diamond hoop earrings starting at $399. Time and attorney necklaces from $75 to $799. The point is, you're stuck. It's getting late. You haven't done anything except barely scheduled dinner. It is time to get yourself.
And I didn't even do that. My little brother did.
And you didn't. And you probably didn't even do that. Your little brother did.
Yep.
Get yourself to Robert Irwin Jewelers. They have four locations. The one I go to is the one right across from Novel there on Perkins Extended. Or check out everything they have to offer at rijewelers.com. When we come back, John Martin's going to join us. We'll talk crystal balls and other things. It's Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Want to treat your car right?
Here's Frampol!
Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. Three Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to three, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
I think we can all agree that T-shirts are awesome. And if you need T-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made T-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphisity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphisity Design will design and print custom T-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning-fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but five-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Mother's Day is almost here, and More Than Words in the heart of Germantown is a game changer for the most unique and meaningful gifts in town. At More Than Words, you can shop more than 5,000 square feet of amazing gifts, Memphis-themed items, and eye-catching art from more than 30 local artists. I promise you'll find something for every price range, for every budget. It's a place with an amazing and friendly staff, and they provide complimentary gift wrap year-round at More Than Words, located at 2123 West Street in Germantown, just south of Saddle Creek. More Than Words, open Mother's Day, 1 to 5.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you, because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who've never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, never floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you, in hopes of showing you the light. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Your cracked windshield with today's Perks Deal. $12 for $100 towards a windshield replacement from Cascade Auto Glass. Plus two free $25 restaurant gift cards. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached.
Well, we like to keep you up to date on the news of the day, and the news of the day is that John's plantation shutters have arrived. John Martin joins us now. John Martin, of course, every single day from 11 until 2. John, how's it look?
Looks amazing. It's really, it changes the whole, mood of the room.
Let me ask you this. Are you just saying that because you're a radio professional?
No, I'm being serious. Like, I enjoy, it changes how I feel when I'm in that part of the house. It really does, because the lighting is different. You know what I mean?
When were they installed?
Monday.
They were installed Monday.
Yeah, Monday. They were done.
Professionally done. Did they show up when they said they were going to show up?
Absolutely. Got a call before they came.
Unbelievable. And Sam happy?
Sam thought they were awesome. And my wife is typically, when it comes to things, she is very hard to please. Like, we had a table built. We had a custom table built. I paid for it, of course. And she just does not like it. She complains about it.
Really?
She says it leans. She says it's not level. And she's right, but... But my point is, if she doesn't like something, she won't pretend to.
Right.
She will let me know. And she says these are absolutely awesome.
That's a nice thing in a woman. If she doesn't like something, she won't pretend to. That's good.
I suppose.
That's good.
Almost would rather her pretend she likes everything.
But she's not pretending she likes. She's not Harry Met Sally when she comes to those plantation shutters.
No, she loves them. And,
there you go.
They add value to your home.
They add value to your home. There is your first person testimony. You too, whether it's blind shades or shutters, should contact Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds. They call them Affordable Blinds because they are affordable. They are fast. They are the highest quality. The phone number is 753-5822. Head on over to the Facebook page and check it out yourself, the Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page or affordableblindsinmemphis.com. Okay, before I get to
I'm in such a good mood. Don't blow it.
Okay.
When I think about my plantation shutters and my blinds, like it puts me in such a great mood.
Before I get to the matter of the crystal balls and all this stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Do you really think, upon reflection, do you really think you were right to get the money back from the person who sold you the fraudulent tickets to Music Fest when, in fact, you were let in anyway?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I think I wasn't supposed to get in.
Was she out the money? Anyone who missed this story on Jason John, I don't know how you would have, because you should be locked in every single day. He bought tickets to Music Fest for Sunday.
Aftermarket. Yeah. It's the only thing you could do. They were sold out.
Paid $150, and he was turned away. And the person said, "Where'd you get them from?" You said, "We bought from a friend." And she said, "I'll let you in."
Yes.
That'd be nice.
That is correct.
So there was no harm, no foul.
Well, there could have been.
Right, but there wasn't.
But it was an inconvenience. It was embarrassing.
Do you know, did the woman, and the woman called in, this was a very dramatic episode of your show. She called in, she was tearful, she prayed over it and cried over it.
Yes.
And she don't believe she intended to send you fraudulent.
No, tickets. I don't. I don't know where the miscommunication lied. I don't know what could have happened.
The question is, was she out the 150? In other words, I'm sensing not. Oh, so she just shouldn't profit from the 150. Did everyone agree that you should have gotten your 150 back?
I mean, nobody agrees on anything anymore, right? I mean, it's hard to get people to agree on what color the sky is right now. So you're going to get differences of opinion. But I think the majority of people were with me. You know, some people said you can't let people get away with this. And I don't think she was trying to get away with anything. No, it was just confusion. You know, I think because—
Did you meet her again to get the money back?
No, it was all done. See, you wouldn't know this, but
it was all done PayPal or whatever it's called.
Bitcoin. I paid in Bitcoin. So I got the.
It was all. Have you ever met this woman in your life?
Well, no. You know, it's funny. She's a listener.
I know she is.
And I knew she was a listener, and that's why
you trusted her. She wasn't just some stranger.
Not that I don't trust her now, but I mean,
No, right.
She's a listener, and I haven't met her. But
honestly, that's why you should. She would not try to put one over on you when she's a listener. Like,
exactly,
she wouldn't.
So, yes, I don't know her, but I do know her, and we met, and
you,
I
you
never,
did meet then.
We did meet. We met. We,
so why'd you tell me it was all done, and I wouldn't understand?
Well, we paid via Bitcoin.
But why? But we had to exchange the tickets.
Yes, exactly.
I see.
And they were even folded up nice with a paperclip. I mean, like, you know, it was legit. And there was some confusion.
It wasn't legit.
Well, it looked legit.
And so clearly
there was some confusion.
Where did she get them from?
I think she said, like, her father works at a dealership or something, and these were dealership tickets. And
well, that's clearly not true. Why would the dealership have fake tickets?
Well, maybe they weren't fake. Maybe they had just been used up. Does that happen? I don't know.
You feel like you did the right thing.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm just asking. Jeffrey, do you have an opinion on this?
It wasn't on me to do a right thing.
Do you have an opinion on this? Should he have called to get the money back?
Well, first of all,
given that he got in.
I didn't ask for the money back.
Oh.
She offered.
Oh, I see. You reached out to say they were fraudulent
tickets. What, am I supposed to say nothing?
Right. No, that's fine. I'm not criticizing. It's a moral dilemma here. What do you think?
I'm unclear on how John purchased the tickets originally.
He met her in person.
I met her, and then I paid.
And then he paid through some...
Cash app.
Okay. Cash app, and she handed him the tickets. She wasn't trying to be fraudulent. I think that's pretty clear.
I agreed.
She wasn't trying to be fraudulent. Should he get the money back when he got in? Why should she have his money having
given him tickets? Why should she keep the money?
I'm kind of with John here on this one.
I am too. You don't have to be with John against me. I'm just exploring.
I'm not even taking an opinion.
I think John was right.
I'm not going to damn her to hell.
Of course not. Yeah. No. We're not blaming her at all. The only question is, if this were a business transaction
in the real world, John would have gotten his money back.
And I told her she made it right. And I don't think a lot of people in her position would have done that. And she did it very quickly.
But she offered to.
And she offered to. I told her, I said, hey, I want to be cool about this, but these tickets were fake. And then she said she was very apologetic. She said, I'm so sorry. I want to give you your money back. Like, and so, you know, and I said, what am I going to say? No, absolutely. Just keep it.
Just, you need it more than I do.
Yeah, like, well, who the hell says that? Nobody says that. I got to take my dog to the vet yesterday. He's got an upper respiratory tract infection.
He and
that was $150.
Joel Embiid and the vet both have.
Joel Embiid's passing it all around my damn dog. He's up here coughing up phlegm.
Coughing up phlegm on the dog. Okay. Anyway, all right. Secondly, moving on to the subject where you guys are the true authorities. This is why
it depends on who you ask. We get treated as if we're not by some people.
You are the true authorities. Where are you? All the crystal balls now. Mm-hmm. And I was a little confused on the whole crystal ball thing. The fact that the crystal balls are 100% does not mean people are saying it's 100% Canonis to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
It means that 100% of the people are saying it's Canonis to Memphis. Those are different.
You got it.
Those are different,
you
right?
You got it, yeah.
Okay. You have been saying that for roughly, I think, 7 years
I think I actually started it on your show, as
on my show, when you were still producer on my show. You said there's this kid.
I wasn't ever a producer on your show.
No, it was when you were producer. You said there's this kid, Lester Quinones, and someday.
He's in the seventh grade.
Someday he will come to Memphis, and there will be doubters.
Yep.
And there will be people who disparage, and there will be people who take shots. There will be people who do not believe. But in the end.
Yes.
Come Friday at 4.
That's right.
Lester Quinones will say Memphis.
Yes.
How's he going to do it?
Now you're
asking. Do we know?
I mean, I'm assuming, you know.
Bitcoin?
What?
By Bitcoin.
No, Bitcoin is a currency, Jeff.
Right, yeah, okay. Can't leave a paper trail either.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, what are you suggesting
How
here?
Is he going to do it?
I mean, he's going to commit. He's just going to, what do you mean, how's he going to do it? He's going to get, I'm assuming there will be a table like this one. And
okay, is it going to be live streamed? Is it going to be, I'm just wondering, like in the world, there's lots of different ways. Some people just throw it up on the internet, right? I'd like to announce that I'm going to Memphis.
He's having a ceremony, so I'm sure it'll probably be Instagram Live somewhere. Maybe some kind of ESPN Family of Network deal will carry it. I don't know.
How good is he?
Really good. He's a top 50 player. You know, this is a big time kid. I mean, he's a great shooter. 6'5", so he's got some size to him, you know, can defend, versatile, you know. He's absolutely what this team needs. You know, he's just another shooter, you know, another guy you can have out there to surround James Wiseman with.
Can he play with Tyler Harris?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. And this is the first domino.
I think it's the first domino.
How about Boogie?
How about him? What do you want to know about Boogie?
I want to know where things stand with Boogie.
Well, as you know, 3 seconds after he was released from his letter of intent, I broke the news that Memphis would be heavily involved. They are heavily involved.
It's uncanny, your ability to predict the future.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just don't know how does he get this. How does he get so many things right? It's crazy. Like, I don't know anything. I think Memphis is the favorite. I think they're the leader for Boogie Ellis. I would, you know, I that's how I felt since he got his release.
Let's be honest. Do you believe... It's not like Ayla, where we knew exactly when he got out of Wichita State to come to Memphis.
Exactly.
It was public. We knew exactly why publicly, but it was locked in. It was done.
Yeah, it was in his letter of intent statement from Greg Marshall.
Right. But do you believe in a certain way that Boogie did not get out of Duke to open up his commitment to look at everyone, but in fact got out of his letter, his commitment to Duke to go to Memphis?
I think there's definitely an element of that for sure. I mean, I think you look at the Memphis situation and they've got basically everything except a point guard. Like, I mean, you know, Alex Lomax got benched last year. Let's just call it what it is. You know, like you can't go into next season and say Alex Lomax is 100% the point guard. Like, you just can't do that. So you look at sort of needs on this team. What do they need? They need an elite point guard. And that's what Boogie Ellis can be. You know, he's a top 30 player. Great scorer. Calls himself the best shooter in the country.
Okay.
I mean, I love this kid's personality, you know. And so I think you know, with 2 weeks left, right at the time when he got his release, with 2 weeks left in the signing period, you're not opening up your recruitment. I mean,
When are we gonna find out about Boogie? Time frame.
I mean, I would think honestly within the next week and a half. I mean, I think
within the next week.
Yeah, I think that's
we'll
fair.
Be sitting here when you come back here next week. They will have both. Your prediction is that they will have both Lester and Boogie under wraps.
What's today?
Today's Wednesday.
What's the date, though?
Today is Wednesday the
It is 8th. Possible. It may not happen when we are sitting across from each other, but I think maybe by the end of that day, there will definitely be a resolution.
You're nailing this down. It's going to be next Wednesday?
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen next Wednesday. I'm saying
it's uncanny.
I want to give myself that room, though.
Plus people.
Give me till the end of next week. Give me till the end of next week. I don't.
Okay.
I don't want to sit here and look stupid. I've looked so right on everything.
And
else.
Then what does that do for? When is Tucker?
He told me on Sunday he would make his decision in about a week. And
so by this time next week, three will be in the fold. By the end of next week, all three of those dudes will be in the fold.
Let me just back up on Boogie. I don't have a timetable for him. That's the one thing I don't have with him. I know Drew Hill reported something when he got his release that he would make his decision soon. Boogie told Rivals that he would make his decision in 1 or 2 weeks. I don't have that directly from him. So on that part, I am speculating, but I am assuming that given that we are coming up to the end of the signing period, he will make his decision.
When is the end of the signing period?
It's next Wednesday. It's next Wednesday. It's the 15th. So I'm assuming he will have made his decision by then, but again, I cannot be sure of
that. So you think all three? Tucker, too, by next Wednesday?
I think Tucker, as of Sunday, says he's going to make a decision about a week. So I think, but yes, by this time next week, for sure, we'll know on Tucker.
Do you believe three of those will be in Memphis?
I feel good about Lester and Boogie. Like, I feel really good about them. I feel less confident in Rajon, but I know that Memphis feels good about Rajon. So that's kind of like, you know, and sometimes, right.
Where else is he going?
He's got Auburn, Kansas, West Virginia, and there's one more, Iowa State. You know, you look at Auburn, they're having to replace a couple guards. Kansas is very desperate. Like, they have to get a guy like him. They took a top 50 forward last night. Shouldn't really impact Rajon. But, you know, and again, you're talking about Kansas. Like, you're a guy who was at Little Rock, you know, and you're –
you can go to Kansas.
You know what I mean? Like, there's prestige there.
Right.
There's no question about it. But – you know, where can you play with James Wiseman? Only at Memphis. You got 1 year left. I don't know how how good Kansas is going to be next year. In fact, I don't think they're going to be that good. I mean, relative to how good Kansas has been the last 10 years. You know?
Okay. So we're going to lock those three. We're saying those three are coming.
I heard
what you said. You said you feel good about two and whatever. But I'm just going to pretend those three are coming. Okay,
that's fun. That's totally fair.
And then is that basically then RJ Hampton, the crystal, if we're going by crystal balls, the crystal balls are now saying RJ Hampton to Kansas.
Yeah, no, so on RJ Hampton, if you guys have listened to our show.
I listen every single day.
RJ.
I listen for fraud. I'm mostly on the lookout for fraudulent ticket sellers. I do
absolutely.
It as a public service.
Stay vigilant.
Stay vigilant.
We tried to let you guys down easy on RJ.
Right.
We tried to say with RJ, that's who Memphis has the most work to do with. Simply because the way that the roster is just lined up, we didn't know that RJ was 100% reclassifying until last week. Like, we thought, okay, good chance. And really, we didn't think there was a good chance until last month. That's when it started to feel like. And by then, you've already invested, what, 6 months in Lester right. Quiñones? You've already invested all that time you invested in Boogie Ellison.
RJ's
now he's
available. So RJ's going to Kansas.
I just think the way the roster is shaped up. And
Precious? What's the timing on Precious?
I think after Lester Quiñones makes his announcement, you'll hear something very soon about Precious.
We could very well, by next week, have all four in the fold.
I think that is definitely a possibility. Absolutely.
That's insanity.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so if they get those four in the fold, they're done.
Yes.
What kind of team is that?
It's a top 10 team, probably not top 5, but a top 10 team, and anything less than a Sweet 16 will be considered a failure. It just will be. I mean, you can use the word disappointment if you want to take the edge off of it a little bit, but it will be a failure, and it will not. I mean, listen, it will not be a good thing for Memphis or Penny Hardaway if that team, if it looks like that, doesn't make a Sweet 16. If James Wiseman and Lester Quiñones,
any of those
Precious
guys,
Achiuwa,
did any of those dudes bolt? Did any of the current players bolt upon seeing what's coming in?
Not now. They won't. No, I don't think anybody's going to transfer other than, you know, David Wingett
right.
until the season starts and somebody's
and they
unhappy.
See unhappy.
Yeah, like so. I think there will be absolutely some December transfers, of course.
What's the dude's name from UAB? The guy,
Ryan Boyce. But he's on his
How's he feeling, though? Like, how's Lion Boy's feeling about things? He thought he was going to go on pilot scholarship. He wanted to come to the school, his home school, and everything else.
I feel for him a little bit because, you know, listen, I mean, he had a scholarship. Like, he was going to actually play at UAB, you know. And frankly, he could still probably do that. They would probably crawl over broken glass to get him back at UAB. And that's what you kind of have to decide if you're him. Okay, do I want to play somewhere and have a career and actually produce and have a scholarship? Or do I just want to be along for the ride at Memphis with my coach, you know, from East High School? I mean, that's kind of the decision for him, which and I won't fault him for either one of them.
John, I just want you to know that I appreciate every single day, straight up at 11 o'clock, locked in.
That's right.
Listening to recruiting information.
Thank you, man. 11 to 2.
And it is good to get it from, and it's all coming true. Here's the thing. Everything you've said is coming true.
Well, I appreciate that. And nothing's happened yet.
I actually mean that. I'm half kidding, but I actually do mean that. Like, it all seems to be coming true.
Yeah, I mean, and Trenton Watford, you know, I mean, that I think I said it on your show first. I gave you the scoop that Memphis was sort of prioritizing the Lester and Precious duo as opposed, you know, just given what they thought was
possible.
Do
you have the penny drop from yesterday? Did you hear the penny drop from yesterday? Here's the penny drop from yesterday. This is what Penny said about the whole thing.
All right, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you one question. How are you going to sort out the recruiting stuff? Like, are you just whoever commits first? Like, what's the...
No, it's not.
It's not that. I mean, you have a grand plan.
It is a puzzle. It's a puzzle. So I wouldn't say whoever commits first because it's a grand puzzle.
Are you feeling good about it?
I'm feeling really good about it.
There you go. That was it.
When you ask me about recruiting next week, I'm going to say
it's a puzzle.
That's my
John, thanks
my
very
thing.
Much. We got to get to Dan Devine. We got to get out of here. That is John Martin. Listen to him from 11 to 2 with Jason Smith, Jeff Gawkinger. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait. So I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 62119. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service. With over 20 years in business in the Memphis area, Inman Murphy knows how to take care of your termite, pest, and mosquito needs. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And find out why we have over 2,500 five-star reviews just in the last couple of years. Check us out on the web at Inman-Murphy.com or Facebook/InmanMurphy.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it, too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers, great gift ideas for any budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Transport your mom to a state of complete relaxation with the All About Mom Spa Package at Serenity Day Spa. Order and print a gift certificate online at serenitymemphis.com. That's serenitymemphis.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the show. Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Dan Devine. He covers the NBA for The Ringer. If you're not reading him, if you're making a huge mistake, just tweeted out his piece on last night's Toronto victory. You can follow him on Twitter at Your Man Devine. He joins me now. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. One of the things you say in your piece is that everyone sort of suggests, boy, the Raptors really took a big risk in getting Kawhi. You don't believe they did.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for me to say because I'm not living and dying with the wins and losses of that team or, you know, the state of that franchise as a perennial contender right now. But to me, it was like if you get the real Kawhi Leonard, which as we now see they have him, you're a legit title contender. You're a top four, top five team in the league. A team that can absolutely win the Eastern Conference given what else was already there this year, right now. And if you don't, well, he probably walks in free agency, and you have just got rid of DeMar DeRozan's ginormous contract, and you put yourself on a path to saying, like, after next year when Kyle Lowry's money Kyle Lowry's contract comes off the books, Serge Ibaka's contract comes off the books. I think the only significant contract they have after next season is, like, Norman Powell makes $10 million a year for another year or two. So you have already in place, like, Pascal Siakam, who has emerged this season, OG Anunoby, who they still have high hopes for after a down second season, Fred Van Vliet. They have some young pieces there, and so you say, all right, well, Masai Ujiri has never really gotten to – he took over a team that was already kind of ready-made and has made some changes and adjustments along the way, but he's never gotten to build that way, that team in his own image since he got there in whatever it was, 2012, 2013. So if it works, great, home run. And if not, well, you know, we step up to plate again, and this time we've got like a clean cap sheet and some young talent, and we start the rebuild. I think this has been like the best-case scenario for what it could be for them. And I think you saw what you saw last night and the way they beat up on Philly is this is the vision that they had. This is the best version of how it could all come together with the Kawhi deal, with the Marcus Gasol deal, with the way their young pieces have come together, Kyle Lowry sort of starring in that supplementary role. And now they're one win away from the conference title and have a real shot at making the most compelling case they could for Kawhi. And, you know, to me, putting themselves in position to do that was always like, it was always worth whatever calculated risk there was going to be.
There was, after game three, when Embiid went off and Mark was terrible, he caught a lot of flack from the minority of folks who were sick of him here. But then even the nice people of Canada seemed to turn on Mark a little bit. It struck me that, I mean, again, last night, who knows with Joel Embiid? I'm not saying he's not sick. Like, he had the diarrhea, and now he's got the upper respiratory ailment, et cetera. But Mark's doing a good job on Joel Embiid. Jeffrey, what were the post-up numbers in the last two games?
Joel Embiid has post-up on 8 possessions. He has no shot attempts. He has no points. And he has 3 turnovers.
You got to give Mark some credit, don't you? I mean, I know whatever is wrong with Embiid. Don't you have to give Mark some credit for that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been, with the exception of that one real, like, beast mode game that Embiid had. This is why the Raptors got Gasol. This is not the only reason the Raptors got Gasol, but this is a very big one to say this guy guards one of the most important players in our conference, as well as, if not better than anybody else. You know, it's Gasol and it's Al Horford, and then I think they're ahead of the pack with somebody, you know, kind of wondering who comes in third. And so that's huge, and it's been vital. In three of the four games, Gasol has held his own, and certainly since Nick Nurse has focused more the last couple of games on matching Gasol's minutes to Embiid's, as opposed to giving Embiid the chance to really just rampage on Serge Ibaka just with the size difference, it's been a much tougher sledding for Embiid, in addition to the ongoing health issues that you were talking about. But I think that, you know, that you mentioned the fans in Toronto kind of getting up in arms about Mark over the last couple of the first few games of the series. And to me, the way it looked to me was a very similar story to what we had talked about many times over the years, which was shoot the freaking thing. You know, right. Like you are, if you want to be that guy, or if I understand you want to play the right way and you want to be unselfish and it's about the next pass and the next cut and the next screen, but sometimes the most unselfish thing you can do is be really good at scoring, which you can be, or if nothing else, take the shot that doesn't break the offense. And that was obviously an ongoing concern over many years in Memphis, because Gasol's primacy would come and go. And it always felt like you were maybe leaving a little bit of, you weren't quite squeezing all the toothpaste out of the tube on those plays when he wouldn't shoot. And so, he doesn't have to shoot 15, 20 times a game to matter. He just has, but he's got to take the five or six that he's got to take. And I think you saw some of that last night. You saw some of that in game four. And when he does that, and that keeps the offense rolling, and he's able to hold up his end of the bargain defensively against a guy like Embiid while plugging up passing lanes and getting his hands in the, swiping down on ball handlers and organizing from the back line, Gasol, he doesn't have to be the defensive player of the year and the perennial all-star to be worth what they paid for him and what they, what they need him to be. And I think you're seeing that. The version of what the Raptors can be that we saw last night is the one that they were really hoping for when they got Gasol.
Could be the end of the line for Celtics tonight, which could be the line for end of the line for Kyrie Irving in Boston tonight. Do you believe it is the end of the line? Presuming they lose this series, you presume he is going elsewhere, and there's this theory that they may be better off. I don't know whether there's anything to that. He has not covered himself in glory, not just with the way he's played, but the way he's played.
Yeah, I mean, that's been one of the more fascinating things this season. I think it was Dean Oliver, the sort of great analytics writer, forefather of a lot of that stuff, who noted earlier this season that when the Celtics don't have Kyrie in the lineup, when he's unavailable for injury or rest or whatever, they played just fine. And when their point differential was just fine. And when he was in the lineup but sat, they fell apart. And so it's a weird, at that point, is it a psychological dependency? Is it an emotional issue where you're like, okay, we don't got to worry about that guy tonight, where, let's all just dig in defensively and we'll figure out where the points come after that, the ball will move better, or whatever. I don't know. I mean, there are lots of potential answers for it. I'll be perfectly honest with you. Kyrie was one of the players I highlighted as, one of my five most interesting players of the season, in large part because I don't think I can presume anything about Kyrie Irving at this point. I don't know what he's talking about 95% of the time. I don't know which way he's leaning because within the course of a paragraph, he can go in four or five different directions. One thing I do believe, and whether this bears any fruit or goes anywhere, I don't know. I do believe there's a real affinity between him and Kevin Durant. They're obviously, they're friends, but I think there's also sort of a mutual respect as guys who view themselves as sort of like craftsmen, artists, the way that they view breaking down defenses and creating. I think they sort of view one another as kindred spirits. So I don't know if there's any smoke to the, or any fire to the smoke of them going to New York together, or them going somewhere else together, or him and Anthony Davis going together. I don't know, but I think that at this point, trying to bet where Kyrie Irving would go is just sort of seems like a destined to lose you money.
It's a fascinating. The playoffs are fascinating because, A, what's happening is fascinating, but, B, it has a little Game of Thrones quality because you feel like you're watching the end of something.
Yeah.
It's all wrapping up here. It could be the end of Kawhi in Boston, could be the I'm not Kawhi, Kyrie in Boston, could be the end of Kawhi in Toronto. It feels like it's probably the end of Kevin Durant at Golden State. Like, where this is the grand climax to all of this, and we're going to see how it works out. Meantime, there's this question in Golden State of whether the Kevin Durant doing what he does is good. It's got to be good at some level, but is it not good for the larger enterprise?
Yeah, and the sort of the secondary rumbling there of, you know, grumble reports that Klay Thompson is kind of sick of just getting the crumbs, right? And then being the fourth or fifth guy you think about. Now, everything that Klay Thompson has said before now, whatever he said, you know, under his own name and that he's messaged publicly has been like, you know, I want to be here forever, I don't care. So, you know, there's the question of, like, who, you know, where are those grumblings coming from? But, it's fascinating to see and very odd to try to parse that. He's been, if he's not the best player in the postseason because of what Kawhi and Giannis and Nikola Jokic have done, he's close. It's a very close race among those four guys at this point. But that they, you know, the Warriors never quite seem as much like themselves as when it's not all running through him. But they also very clearly this postseason haven't been anywhere near as good when things aren't running through him. So I think the assumption that I've had, and I think probably some other people have had, is that if Durant goes somewhere else this summer, well, the Warriors are still probably fine because you run everything back through Curry and Clay and Draymond, and you reorient the roster how you need to, and, you know, everything still works out. They still win 55-plus games, and they're still the favorite in the West.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.